This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
My guy, because he was my guy before he was any of your guys.
I thought you disowned him.
We have a love-hate relationship. My guy, Mikal Bridges, opened up his mouth. He said something controversial. And then late last night, I know many of you weren't watching, he hit not just a buzzer beater, but when you're down two and you hit a game-winning three, that's a real buzzer beater. But what I'm confused about, Teak, so yesterday late in the show, we heard what Mikal Bridges had to say. He was sort of critical of Tom Thibodeau.
Yep.
And basically telling the coach, hey, let's cut down on the minutes. Partially citing the bench, how guys deserve opportunities, but also saying, quote, sometimes it's not fun on the body. So Bridges was obviously talking about the wear and tear of playing big minutes. Tom Thibodeau addressed this right before the game and says, quote, for one, we never had a conversation about it. Then Tom Thibodeau goes into a diatribe defending the amount of minutes he plays his guys. We'll get to that in a second. Let's start with the first thing. He denied Mikal Bridges' claim that they ever even talked about it.
Well, I think there's nuance in this lack of a conversation, because Mikal Bridges easily could have said to him, hey, Tibbs, enough with the minutes. The bench guys deserve some time. And then walked off.
Mm-hmm.
In passing volley back and forth. And Tom probably looked at him like, get the hell out of here. What? Shut up. Just go play. What? So it's not technically a conversation, but it could have been an interaction. So they both could be right. Like, I can't believe that Mikal Bridges would lie about that.
Oh, no, Mikal Bridges is not lying.
Yeah. So
I don't think there's any question.
So if there's a side that's lying, it would be the head coach who's just trying to deflect and push all potential controversy away.
Yeah. Right? Yes.
And so
yes.
He didn't see it as a conversation, but I do believe it was expressed.
Well, one thing that was pointed out during the whole story late yesterday about Bridges bringing this up to Tom Thibodeau was Bridges said Tom Thibodeau was receptive, but sometimes I think he just gets in his ways. Now, I'm parsing words here, but if Mikal Bridges is saying Tom Thibodeau was receptive, then it was more than just a passing comment.
Yes.
And so I will start off by saying this about Bridges, and I know I've said a lot of awful things about him over the last few months, but that's just being a jilted lover. I want to call this right down the middle as best as I can. I respect the hell out of Mikal Bridges calling out his head coach the way he did yesterday. And I also think that every single person out there needs to put respect on that man's name, because one thing he does, forget right about the way he's played. I'm not even talking about that. That guy plays. He
always
played
there
in Phoenix.
Always there.
He played in Brooklyn. He plays here. He plays big minutes, and he plays all the time. So when Mikal Bridges makes a comment about minutes, I think we all should listen. Because this is not Joel Embiid who plays when he decides to play. He's not.
Mm-hmm.
He's not Anthony Davis, whose nickname is Street Clothes. You know what I mean? This is a guy, and I'm not suggesting Bridges is better than those guys. Again, this has nothing to do with the way he's played. I just want to be fair to a guy that I got to watch a lot of. He plays. So for him to open up his mouth and criticize a head coach, his head coach, I put some stock in it. And I think what Tom Thibodeau did last night is I think this bothers him. I think he's heard this from every corner. This has been something that's followed him in Chicago and Minnesota, now in New York, the minutes police. And I think what he decided to do last night, knowing he's never going to be pressed on it because he doesn't sit there doing right. one-on-one interviews, is he basically said, no, the conversation never happened, and then he went on to something else, which is just defending himself for why these guys play a lot of minutes. So lie is a strong word. But Tom Thibodeau did not tell us the truth last night.
He just deflect, and I don't mind it from Tom Thibodeau, because if you're the head coach of a team that's trying to finish out the season strong and finish as a 3 seed and get yourself ready to the postseason, deal with the injuries, all the things that happen for a head coach in any sport, particularly in the NBA, I think it's really critical, because the last thing you want is to be distracted by something like this. Deflect it, kick it away. It doesn't matter, and so I understand why he would do that, why he would try to diminish what Mikal Bridges was saying. And if he is going to address it, why do we need to know, right? Why does the media need to know? And so
I think that's what he's probably saying to Bridges, privately. Let's talk about this privately.
I think you're right. And look, I don't think Mikal Bridges was being intentional and trying to, call out Tom Thibodeau. I think he was just answering a question about how many minutes he and everybody most of the starters on this Knicks team plays. And so I get it from both sides. I really do. But Tom Thibodeau needs to address it, and I'm sure he will internally. He just doesn't want to do it via the media. And ultimately, I don't care. As long as his team doesn't break down like they did a year ago and lose because of attrition, not because they're the inferior team, then good luck, Tom Thibodeau.
I think that this is an issue that pisses Tom Thibodeau off.
Yeah, but if we're right about it, or if Mikal Bridges is right about it, or the fans or the media is right about it, at some point he has to acknowledge that. I think that's the difference. Like, it pisses him off, but you can be pissed off and still be wrong.
Right. Well, I think the complicated part about the minutes debate, the minutes police argument that's gone on since the day he walked through the door, is that in one breath you want to win basketball games.
Yes.
And the best chance to win basketball games is for Josh Hart to be out there for 38 minutes. Your best chance at winning a basketball game, especially with the way OG has played, is for OG Anunoby to be playing 36, 37 minutes a night.
Mm-hmm.
So that is strictly a black and white. You want to win tonight? Those guys being out there give you a better chance. The gray area is the long-term impact of the same 3 or 4. Now Jalen's hurt, so obviously he is getting that rest. How much that long-term impact has on those guys by playing big minutes? And that's where it is such an uneven thing to answer. Because when you sit down there, especially last night, if you stayed up until after midnight, until 1 a.m., investing your time in watching an NBA game on the West Coast, you want to win. You're not worried about the development of Tyler Kolek.
Right.
You're not. You want to win. And I think the issue that Tom Thibodeau runs into every single year with all the teams he's had is managing the two things, which is trying to win a game on a given night, but also keeping guys refreshed.
Right.
Now, I think it comes down to this. Why did Mikal Bridges pick Wednesday, March 12th at a shoot-around to bring up a subject that only fans bring up? Why did he do it?
Wasn't he asked?
Well, but these guys get asked everything all the time. Doesn't mean you have to say it. And so my conspiracy theory, if you will, is that the guys in that room agree with him. And Mikal Bridges, and maybe it's because of his track record of playing every game, maybe it's the idea of, hey, I'm new around here.
Yeah.
I have no problem saying it. I think he was the one guy to come out and say it, because Lugie's made this point about Josh Hart. Josh Hart's a tough guy. It doesn't fit Josh Hart's DNA to say publicly, yeah, we should play less minutes. But he can think it. And so instead of being the one to say it, Mikal Bridges is the one to say it. So I do believe that most of that roster agrees with Mikal Bridges.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think he's bringing that up on his own.
But I think they also get why Tom Thibodeau plays them so many minutes. Because they want to win. And there is a expectation that comes when you get to the postseason that you're going to play 42 minutes, whatever it may be, even more than you average in the regular season. You got to be conditioned to do that.
Mm.
And so it's such a fine line. But the problem for Tom Thibodeau is that he hasn't figured out when he's crossing that line.
Right. Like, that's a tough line
like
to figure out.
The fine line of playing guys long enough so that they get the stamina, the strength, the familiarity with playing that long to win important games versus playing that long and getting guys hurt.
Right.
Or worn down or making them resent the fact that they're playing that long. Like, it's really tight. And I don't know who does it well, because you don't really hear about this anywhere else other than with the Knicks. Right? I'm sure other coaches push the minutes numbers, but the only place you hear it is here.
Well, and
I think it's mainly because guys get hurt.
It's mainly because that's Tom Thibodeau's reputation.
Right.
And unfortunately, when you have a reputation attached to you, it lives with you forever. This is not a new thing. This was a discussion in Minnesota. This was a discussion in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what changed yesterday. Here's why yesterday is actually a pivotal moment. And by the way, what a great victory. And like I started by saying, Mikal Bridges put his name out there, and he backed it up by hitting a game-winning shot and scoring 33.
Yeah.
Like, I got nothing but respect for what Mikal Bridges did last night. That's why I compare him to A-Rod. That's an A-Rod thing to do. But here's what changed yesterday. Talking about Tom Thibodeau and minutes has always been a WFAN thing. It's always been a Knick fan TV thing. It's always been a Twitter thing. It's always been a this is what Knick fan friends say to each other thing. That's been going on for a while. That's not new. Here's what's new. A guy on the roster brought it up.
Right.
It wasn't Evan Roberts screaming into a microphone. It wasn't Tommy Lugauer tweeting about it. It wasn't Tiki saying it. I'm not trying to diminish our opinions. We have opinions as fans. That's a player on a team who plays more minutes than just about anybody, and I do put him ahead of Josh Hart because he plays every game and plays 38 minutes a night.
But he's also only been here for less than a full year.
He's been here for less than a full year, and like I said, and I'll say it again because I think it's very, very important in talking about this and him, he plays every bleeping game.
Yeah, so he can say something.
Yes.
He can. If you're not doing it, I don't want to hear from you type of thing.
I agree.
But he, and again, I just said he hasn't been here for a full year yet. That means he probably doesn't feel obligated to defend his head coach.
I think that's why he was the spokesman. But that's the key. I think he's the spokesman.
Mm.
I think Jalen Brunson, if you get him truth serum, because Jalen Brunson plays the media like a fiddle. He's brilliant at it.
Right.
He ain't going to tell you anything. But if you got the truth serum in him, he'll smile and say, yeah, no.
I'm with him. Me and Mikal talk about it all the time.
Yeah, he's killing me. Same thing with honest guy Josh Hart. Because like you said yesterday, Tommy, Josh Hart's not going to come out and say play me less minutes because that's against his rep. Mikal Bridges don't give an F.
Right. Josh Hart has either been cloned by the Knicks or he's the most well-conditioned athlete ever.
Which he is, by the way. That's what Jalen Brunson said last year.
No doubt. Now, I will give some credence to Evan's conspiracy theory, but I'll add something to it. Mikal Bridges, in some ways, not just with Net fans, but with Knick fans, is sort of the villain. So if he says this, it's just added heat to the heat he already has. If Jalen Brunson can't...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Came out and said, Tibbs is riding us hard, man. This sucks. People will start to turn on JB. We know he's the king of New York. Mikel's already got his detractors. So, to Evan's point, he is the perfect guy to be the quote-unquote fall guy
right.
for this.
Because he doesn't care. Doesn't matter.
Correct. Yeah. And he plays all the minutes he plays every
game. He's got all those things working for him. He's the newish guy. He's the heelish guy. And he's the guy who knows more about playing big minutes every single game than anybody else in this sport.
By the way, slightly facetiously, I was watching the game last night and Bridges had 5 fouls. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking, is he purposely getting in foul trouble?
Oh, stop.
Oh, you're not going to sit me? I'll just get in foul trouble and I'll be able to rest.
I was wondering, and I had a very interesting experience watching this game last night, because I don't know how people handle West Coast games. I mean, one option is to not watch it. That's obviously an option. What I decided, is that what you did,
That's my option.
So what I did last night, very different strategy is...
Half time, I'm good.
See, I went to bed at 9:15. I went to bed very, very early. And my attitude was, I'm going to wake up early and I'll watch the game and I'll consume the game how I want to consume it. So I woke up at about 5 a.m. I started the game. I'm watching it. Now I'm skipping a little bit because it's like, I got to get this thing done.
Yeah.
I was, let's say, I think I was early fourth quarter. And remember, I'm not a Knicks fan, right?
So let's go Knicks.
My emotional investment is whatever.
You're watching professionally.
Correct. I say, I kind of want to be spoiled. I kind of want to watch the end of this game knowing the result. But how am I going to spoil myself? Do I just check my text messages where my good friend and Knick hater Mike Biseglia will text me his emotions after a Knick win or loss because he hates the Knicks? Do I check the NBA app? I just look at the score? What do I do? So I made a decision. How else would you spoil a game that you're going to watch the rest of? You know what I decided to do, Tiki Barber? I decided to simply read Tommy Lugauer's tweet. Because I know there is nothing more reliable than Tommy either saying, dude's dog's damage, we won.
Lugie!
Or Tommy saying, oh, this is the worst loss of the year. This was sobering.
Right. You don't need the context of what happened. You just know Tommy's going to give you win or loss.
So, exactly. So I decide I'm going to read his tweet, then I'll watch the rest of the game. All right? I'm like early to mid fourth quarter. So I check Tommy's tweet. I'll read what I read at about 5 a.m. The Knicks have dudes. The Knicks have dogs. They're going to do damage.
Damage.
Put some respect on Mikal Bridges' name. Okay. I'm like, oh, okay. Mikal played well. Not surprised. Knicks won. I was floored that they won on a buzzer beater. Because, no offense, bro, that tweet did not reek of buzzer beater down two.
What is it? Sounds more like they just pulled away.
Yes,
they're the better team. They dominated a squad that just shouldn't have been in the game with them.
I kept waiting for Mikal to just hit a bunch of threes late. Knicks win by 10. And as the game is unfolding, especially in overtime when Josh Hart makes the brain fart. I'm like, wait a second. Are they going to win the game? I thought Mikal will tie the game, will go to second overtime. Boy, I got a headache. I couldn't believe as the ball left his hands that he was going to hit a game-winning three, and that's all I got from Tommy.
To be fair to Tommy.
Tommy.
Bridges had a couple of really key plays, passes, defensive plays at the end of the game, so I was speaking more in the totality, and I'll just say this. Looked a hell of a lot more comfortable on the floor without Brunson.
Oh, he was the alpha, that's why.
What are you saying?
I'm just stating a fact. He just looked more comfortable. He looked the most comfortable I've seen him all season long. So maybe this is part of it,
too.
You
know why? Because he knew, no offense to Cat, who kind of disappears late in these games, and that trend continued, Mikal knew he was the guy. He knew, I'm taking the last shot. I'm the dude. I'm the dog.
And he answered it.
Some guys know their assignment. Whether it's, I'm going to be second fiddle here to Jalen Brunson when he's the man. But when he's not here, I gotta step up.
Yeah.
Not everybody can do that, by the way. Not every, I don't want to call him backup because he's a starter, but you know what I mean. Not every second fiddle alpha can do that.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.